Well, good evening, everybody. Very much appreciate the opportunity to be with you this evening. Thank you so much for coming out on a very cold and wet evening to be a part of this town hall. And our objective tonight is to make this your event. This is not my event or Commissioner Eads' event. It's your event. It's your opportunity to visit with the experts from the state and from the county and have the opportunity to hear firsthand answers to your questions pertaining to all the issues around urban drilling in our area. So let me just start out by saying a little bit about my vantage point on this and where we're going here tonight in terms of the format. First and foremost, I want to share with you that this is really an educational format. You know, we think there's a lot of misinformation potentially that's out there. Obviously a lot of accurate information, a lot of misinformation, and we want to get to the source tonight of real answers to all the issues that are on your mind. And that's why tonight I decided, along with our good friend Andy Eads, to work together on a joint meeting where we bring together the resources of your county and the resources of your state, and that we bring Austin here to Denton County. And that's really what this is all about tonight, is an educational format with folks from all the various state agencies that are applicable to the issues in which we are all concerned. As a resident here of Denton County of Flower Mound, I want you all to be assured of the fact that I take these issues very, very seriously as your state representative. And I'll tell you that as someone who's raising young children, I'm very concerned, obviously, with regard to the health and safety and well-being of my own family, and certainly it's the highest priority for all of my citizens that I represent, along with every elected official in the area, that we always, first and foremost, work to ensure the safety and the health of all of our people. I'll also share with you that tonight, in terms of the format, we're going to go through a series of, if you will, educational presentations. Let me kind of run through what that looks like with you for just a moment here on the agenda. I think everybody has it. After I'm done here in a moment, I'll ask Commissioner Eads to get up and speak. We'll also have Eric Whiff with Congressman Burgess's office here as well. And then we'll go through a presentation from each of the state agencies that are here, along with county officials. So we'll do that here in just a moment. But then at that point, we'll open the floor up to questions and answers. We are asking that you all, just due to the number of folks that are here, that you will try to keep your question to 3 minutes or less as a courtesy to everyone here. I will assure you that I will not leave tonight, nor will my colleagues here, until we've answered your questions. And so that's our objective. So without any further ado, I'll go ahead and get ready here to turn it over to Andy. But I want you to know, as I said a moment ago, that I take these issues very, very seriously, as does Commissioner Eads. We've been working on these matters ever since both of us took office roughly 3 years ago in various forms or fashions. And I want you to know that we chose these areas to live because we believe they were the very best places in all of Texas to live, to work, to play, and to raise a family. And it is absolutely our intent to make sure that they continue to be the very best place in North Texas to live, work, play, and raise a family. And with that, I'll turn it over here to Commissioner Andy Eads, and we'll move on.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan. I thought I would take this opportunity as we kind of start out and talk about how we got here tonight. Back in the fall, I received a petition from residents out of the unincorporated part of the county, over between Bartonville and Argyle, opposed to the injection well that's being proposed. And we in the county, that was the unincorporated part of the county, so we're their first line of government. And so they approached me, and so I immediately got on the phone with the industry, wanted to figure out, learn more about the project. Spoke to both the Williams and Bosky, trying to learn more about it. And then got on the phone with the TCEQ and wanted to hear their viewpoint, have them educate me about this particular site a little bit more, as well as the Railroad Commission. So I got all that information. I thought, that's not really fair for me to be the one who kind of has all this information. We need to disseminate this information to the public and to the stakeholders, to the people nearby. So what we started a couple months ago was working out this type of format. It originally started out as a small neighborhood meeting, because what I said to Williams and Bosky was, I want you to come to town and visit with these residents and look them in the eye and answer their questions. I have questions, and you've answered some of them, and I want you to do the same thing for the rest of them. And they agreed to that. And I hung up, and I talked to Lori Walker, my chief administrator, and I said, you know what, we ought to have the state agencies here, too. in Denton County, as with the other 254 counties in the state of Texas, we have very little regulatory control at all. And so we got on the phone with the agencies and called them back and said, you know, we'd like to have y'all come up and visit with this neighborhood meeting. Realizing that the state does not work for Commissioner Ian Eads, they work for the legislature, I called Tan and I said, Tan, we got another issue. Katina and I have been working on the Barnett Shill issue since we took office in January 07. And I said, Tan, let's help me get these agencies here so we can have a meeting out here with impacted residents. He said, that's funny you say that. I was wanting to have a similar format myself. I said, perfect. Let's do a broader meeting, not just with the neighborhood, but actually countywide. And so I know there are some people who are out of the county here that I've already met tonight who received information about this as we disseminated it. So that's exactly that's how we got here tonight. And I'm glad you came. I appreciate all of the media outlets that helped promote this event. We mailed this out to all the mayors and the councils and city secretaries, as well as if you contacted our office recently about a Barnett Shill issue, we contacted you personally as well to notify you. So I'm glad that y'all made it here tonight. This meeting, we want it to be, like Tam said, we want it to be very educational, very informative, a good Q&A at the end of the meeting. And I'm very pleased we have this many experts on our panel, because we deserve the answers to our questions of our regulatory agencies. As I said, Denton County has very little regulatory control when it comes to the Barnett Shill. And so those are state issues. And so how do we handle that? So we need to get those answers tonight. That's our plan to do it. We also have some suggestions to invite some people, such as the mayor of Bish, Mayor Calvin Tillman. He's been a real champion for the protection and the integrity of the environment there in Bish, Texas, one of the very smallest communities in Denton County. And Mayor Tillman is going to be here. He made a commitment to me a couple weeks ago he'd be here. He's going to arrive at DSW at 7:15. So I know he's planning on coming here. I heard the weather was interfering with the plans, but he's going to be here, and he can shed some light on some of the recent updates that I know he's kept Representative Parker and I aware of over the last few years of what's been going on at Dish. So hopefully he'll be here tonight. When he gets here, we'll be happy to have him speak as well. So we've talked about the county and the state. We have another partner in government, and that is our Congressman Michael Burgess, Dr. Michael Burgess. His staff has been great to work with in coordinating this event as well. And, you know, we've got the state officials here, we've got some county folks here to answer some questions, particular county questions, and some EPA representatives plan to be here tonight. I want to introduce Eric Webb from Congressman Burgess's office real quick.
And I don't know if he has arrived yet or not. There was a gentleman by the name of Rob Lawrence from the EPA that's going to try and make it up here this evening as well, and he is here. So thank you, Rob, for making it up. I did just want to say a few words. This is an issue that's important to the community. It's been a huge issue for North Texas from a variety of different perspectives. Congressman Burgess, unfortunately, he's out of town and was unable to be here this evening. But this has been something that he's been monitoring. In fact, there's been communication going back and forth between he and EPA through D.C., as well as getting together with Mr. Armendariz. And so hopefully there will be more information that will be coming out of TCEQ. I'm sure we'll be covering some information this evening on what they've been doing. But the EPA's primary role is to establish and maintain the regulatory standards, maybe ensure that the state standards are set at a level that meets the EPA requirements. And so from that standpoint, the federal government that writes the law, the agency establishes the rules and regulations, and then turns it over to monitoring and management by the state. And so the state agencies at this point are the ones that have the regulatory authority with the oversight of the federal government as long as they stay within those guidelines. So with that gives you a little bit of a direction. We've also been attending to the meetings that Commissioner Eads mentioned earlier that have to do with placement of the pipes, specifically up around the Dish area, but throughout North Texas. That also is something that's state-regulated, but it's something that Congressman Burgess is also concerned about and wants to make sure it's done properly and continues to stay in contact with the agencies at the federal level, but also at the state level to make sure that those are met. So with that, Andy, I'll turn it back over to you. And if there is anything that we can answer questions with, there is a paper at the front that has contact information for our office in Louisville, and you're certainly welcome to contact our office at any time.
Thank you, Eric. Well, to start out with, that was kind of an introductory comment just a second ago I made, and I want to kind of address the county's role and the county's level of authority in regard to the gas industry. Counties are interesting animals as far as units of government. I have a master's degree in public administration from North Texas and a kind of a student of government. I'll tell you, the county is kind of a middle stepchild. A lot of us understand what a city does, the municipal realm. You understand what a mayor does, and a city manager does, and how a council manager, form of government operates. You understand what a state does as far as the state legislatures and state senate, how they're composed and how they operate. The county is very different. The county gets their powers from the state of Texas and from our constitution and the statutory authority that the state sets forth for a county. And they treat all 254 counties the same in the state of Texas. And so I used to work at the town of Addison early on in my career. And they were self-incorporated in 1956. They incorporated. And so they had their own laws and their own ordinances and their own charter that helped run and have the legal powers for that municipality, just like the other municipalities that are represented here in the room. We've got a lot of mayors and other officials here from some of the cities. So they have somewhat autonomy. They can do, as far as regulatory controls, they have a very long leash, basically, and they can operate except where they're prohibited by state law, where they're prohibited. So it's a very long leash. A county is the very opposite. A county only has authority to act and operate where it has expressed statutory authority. So if the state law does not allow a county to operate in a certain realm or certain activity, they can't do it. Even if they're silent on it, the state does not expressly say, you can do thus and such, the county cannot operate. A perfect example, we're reconstructing Copper Canyon Road right now. Many of y'all may have seen the detour signs on their way in. They're about a mile northeast of here. Well, in anticipation for us closing that road a couple months ago, we were looking at the detour route, how you're going to detour the traffic, all those thousands of cars, 6,000 cars a day that go up to Dyer High School, or to 2181. Up and down Copper Canyon Road. We're going to detour them right here to the northwest of this school on Hilltop Road. And I went out there before we did the detour and set it all up. I went out there with my road and bridge crews and I said, let's make sure this road is paved. It's going to be a heavily trafficked road now. Let's make sure that all the potholes are filled. Let's go ahead and stripe the road for safety. Let's get it all ready to go. They said, okay. There's a hairpin curve up here that's very dangerous. And I said, you know what? Why don't we put a light here, because there's been a lot of accidents here. Let's put a light right here on this curb. A lot of people who are not familiar with the area are going to be traveling, it's not just the locals. And they said, Commissioner, we've never put up a street light. And I said, well, it's about time we put a street light. There's a real life safety issue that we need to put a street light here. And so, well, we've never done it. So they said, I don't think we have a statutory authority to do that. And I said, well, let's go back and look. And I met with the legal department, had them look into it. The county does not have expressed legal authority in statute to say counties can put street lights on a road, on a county road. So guess what? We can't do it. And so if the state of Texas is going to reserve the powers to regulate the oil and gas industry, that's where the powers remain. And so the county has to work within the limited framework that we have to operate within. So they're going to give us the legal authority to put up a street light on a county road, much less have the authority to regulate the oil and gas industry in the state of Texas. Okay? So that's the reality we're working within. Representative Parker called me very early on, about 2 weeks into office, and he said, Andy, what can I do? We're getting our legislative agenda going. What can I do for you and for Denton County? And I said, you know what, Sam? Let me tell you something. Denton County does not have the legal authority like cities do, like the city of Denton and Argyle and some of the other municipalities, to enter into a road use agreement with the gas industry, whereby they come in to get a permit into municipalities. Some of those cities passed an ordinance that said, if you come into our town and you're going to drill a well, they can calculate how many truck trips it's going to be, the weight of the trucks, calculate the destruction of the public infrastructure, the road, and say, okay, Mr. Oilman, that's going to be $50,000. Okay, and so that's part of your permitting process. And so, Tampa, that's a great idea. We got those local ordinances, and we put it together in a bill, and Tampa and I presented it down to the state legislature, to the subcommittee for county affairs. And we went down there, and we fought the good fight, and we wrote the bill only for Denton County. We didn't want it to be statewide. We didn't care about statewide. maybe granted it was statewide, but my number one concern was the road, the 250 miles of county roads in Precinct 4. We went down there, and we could not even get that very simple bill to give Denton County the same legal authority as the municipalities here in our own county to even enter a road use agreement. We couldn't even get that out of the county affairs. So my point is, Representative Park and I have been working on these issues, and I tell you, it evolves. You know, you pick up the paper every day, you can see different developments, Denton, cancer clusters, a variety of topics that we're going to be able to address tonight. But the issue has changed. From a couple of years ago, we were worried about roads. Now we're worried about health and air quality and water quality. So I would say we did make some progress with the industry, and that's with the pipeline industry. We started last summer, We started last summer working with, because we realized if you look at those maps I've got in the back there that are issued by our county GIS department, you see all those red dots where all those gas wells are all over the county. Well, they've got to be connected to one another for a system to work. And we realized that all these properties were just crisscrossed with pipelines, which was just not a good idea. The industry was going in just willy-nilly putting them crisscrossing properties where they could never future develop their land. And so we got together with the mayors within Precinct 4 and also countywide, and some South Lake people, and Arlington and Fort Worth, and we worked together all summer long in the fall with the pipeline industry to develop a best practices. In our municipal and a government realm, we all worked together with several meetings. The industry met privately. We met together. We hammered out a very good document that we're about to have send forward to be adopted by resolution by all the municipalities. And the industry is about to adopt it this spring. It's going to be presented to the Board of Directors for the Gas Line Pipeline Association here in Texas. And so that's the best practices, and I can get you more details all about that. But my point is, the counties in Texas are very, very limited on their legal authority, what they can do. But how do we do that? How do we change those laws? And that's what we're here tonight, to hear from all these experts. We know what the county can or cannot do, can't do a lot. And do we want to hear exactly from our state people what they can do? And I really hope, as we walk out of here tonight, that we have a very good question and answer dialogue, and that we need to find out what the industry can do, what they can't do, if there's ways that we can get voluntary compliance for them to do things, because there are some really good operators in the business, and if we could encourage them, if we can't legislatively require it or regulatory require it, I want to know what tools are in the toolbox. So we need to ask them for their best practices, for them to operate. And so I hope that gets discussed tonight, of what are some things that we can make them cooperate and do better to preserve our air and water. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and hand it back to Tim. He's going to introduce the Texas folks.